From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
Look at the ocean, isn't it beautiful? Well, I brought you here cause I got something to tell. I'm gonna leave you tomorrow, and I'm never coming back. Well, that's how it ends, we part here as friends, then it fades to black.
Sleeping in Hey everybody, and welcome to this episode of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. You just heard the band Letterhead with their song The Us, and they hail from Visalia, California, which is down kind of Fresno way in the Central Valley. And as many young people are, I was once one of them, not so young anymore, but when you grow up in the Valley, you're always kind of excited to leave it. So they play wherever and whenever they can to whomever will offer them a spot on a bill and give them free soda. So check them out at myspace.com/letterhead. Really energetic stuff, and I hope to be able to play them in the future. Excuse me, I want to thank Brandon, a member of their street team, who sent me a couple of their tracks. Frog in the throat. The first song that you heard to kick off this episode of Insomnia Radio San Francisco was from a band called The Botticellis, and the track was Take the N, which is a reference to the N Judah, which is one of the Muni lines that goes from downtown all the way out to Ocean Beach. I've ridden it once or twice, and yeah, the ocean is beautiful from there, so I'd like to thank them for allowing me to play their music here. They have a lot of dates coming up, if I can find their MySpace site. The shows that they have listed start on May 21st and go through June 9th. And they're playing kind of a mini West Coast tour, it looks like. They start off in Santa Cruz on the 21st. They're playing Salinas, Los Angeles, San Diego, Isla Vista, my hometown of Merced on May 27th at the Mainzer Theater. They'll also be playing Davis, Portland, Seattle, Salem, and then back home on June 9th at the Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco. So check them out at myspace.com/theBotticellis. Well, folks, thank you for listening in again if you are a return listener. If you are a first-timer, thanks, and I hope to do you justice. For those of you who have listened to previous episodes, you may notice a marked improvement in the vocal quality. That's because I finally got my rig up and running after running around to three different Radio Shack stores and a couple of phone calls and instant messaging sessions with Jason. I think I got it squared away. So let me know what you think. Scott@insomniaradio.net. And that's enough for the blah blah in this segment. Coming up, I'm going to play a set of two songs, both fronted by female singers, and I'm going to take this in a slightly different direction. As you know, if you've been listening, I tend to gravitate toward a lot of guitar-driven rock. This set's going to be a little bit different. We're going to start off with some ambient electronica, DJ turntable kind of music. I don't exactly know if there's a label for it, but it's from a great band called Zonk, and they're out of San Francisco. And I'm going to follow that up with a little more ambient sounds from Peloton, who I played in episode 2, the Tiny Telephone episode. So if you like the Peloton song coming up, go back and check out episode 2 if you haven't. But enough from me, and here is Zonk with their song Nervous, Excited, Delighted.
Just a short while till it's here.
All right, welcome back. That was Peloton with Static Line. And I really dig Miyako Ueki's vocal delivery. Obviously, she is singing entirely in Japanese. Don't know what she's saying, but it sounds nice. Oh, Peloton. Great, great band. They're playing at the Mission Creek Festival tomorrow, May 18th. In San Francisco. They'll be at the Makeout Room, and so go check them out if you get a chance. Also on June 5th, they'll be at the Elbow Room, also in San Francisco. And I wanted to play them again, not only because I really dig this band, but because recently another podcast based in San Francisco featured them. It's called The Bay Bridged. And if you got a chance, go check it out, especially for those of you who live in and around the San Francisco Bay Area and are dying to discover some new bands. I might swap a couple from them, or steal them, that is. Check them out at www.thebaybridged.com. Episode 13, I believe, is the one, the most recent one with Peloton. They've got, the entire episode is devoted to the band. They play four or five songs. And curiously, though, I think the one I just played is not one of them. But and then the rest of the show is an interview, a live interview with the members of the band, and it's good stuff. It's a really good listen. So go check them out, thebaybridged.com. And before that, I played a track from Zonk. The track is called Nervous, Excited, Delighted. And these guys are really cool. They sent me a great press package with a couple of CDs. And then a solo CD from Dave L, who is producer, guitar, sometimes bass and keys, always a gentleman. I'm reading from their MySpace profile. Nick McFiendish on lead vocals, sometimes gadgets, percussion, and smarm. She is also Dave's wife. It doesn't say so on the MySpace, but their bio does mention this. Uncle Bergie is on bass, harmonica, sometimes guitar, and charm. And DJ Red 5, also known as Walt Dizzle, on turntables, various vocals, and hooks. And these guys have a very big MySpace presence, but they also have a great dedicated website, which is zonkaholics.com. And they've got a ton of... I was perusing there the other day, perusing their site, and they've got a ton of photos from live shows. And these guys just really dig playing live. And so if you get a chance, you really should check them out. So check them out at myspace.com/zonk, Z-O-N-K, or at zonkaholics.com, their own website. And on their MySpace site, they also have, not available for free download, they have three songs available for download, another one just for streaming play, and it's a cover of You Oughta Know by Alanis Morissette. And it's the kind of cover song that I really dig because it bears very little resemblance to the original. The original is loud and angry and faster paced than this one. It's kind of slow, moody. And I think McFiendish really gets into the vocals here. So check it out if you get a chance. MySpace.com/zonk. Okay, coming up, the second appearance of my new feature called Friends of the Family. And this one is focusing on Insomnia Radio Florida. And let me find this link here. Pardon me, folks. I'm going to be playing a song from a band called Aluminum Foil. The song is called Government in Bed, and it was featured on Insomnia Radio Florida's first episode. And here to introduce, I guess it's more of a station ID. It's not really introducing it, but I'm going to play a little bit of Michael Powell, the host, and then get into the track by Aluminum Foil. Check in a few.
Hey guys, this is Michael with Insomnia Radio Florida. And when I'm not out tipping cows, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio San Francisco. We'll be right back.
All right, aluminum foil with government in bed. And thank you, Michael, for the lovely introduction or the station ID. And you can check them out on their garageband.com site. I'm not going to spell it all out because it's kind of spelled in a funky way, but you can get the show notes on sf.insomniaradio.net to check them out. And if you like that track, I highly recommend that you go check out Insomnia Radio Florida at florida.insomniaradio.net. Michael's shows are really well produced, and he tends to play music on the harder edge side, a lot of metal, hard rock. Not always, but you know, I'd say a good percentage of it is that that type of music that's really just fun to crank up the volume and to rock out when you're in the mood. So go check him out, florida.insomniaradio.net. Now, this next track comes from a band called Two Gallants, a local band, and it's called Nothing to You, and it's a little bit different. I really dig it, though. It's got kind of a sing-songy Irish pub kind of sound. You can just picture yourself hoisting a pint and waving it back and forth and sloshing your buddies with it. But here it is, Nothing to You from Two Gallants.
One of the few, and the lost cause of words walks away with my nerves, 'cause I'm gay as a choir boy for you. You got hair that recalls me of rivers, run softly while you dream of you. But your heart is so cold that it shivers, 'cause all that I know is I'm nothing to you. And I followed you into the party that no one invited me to. But alone I made love to my 40 and played make-believe it was you. But I watched you forget your belongings, and belongings you've got quite a few. I filled up your bags with my longings and searched through this whole wide city for you. And we'll walk neath the street lamps forever. You'll say you remind me of you. It's so damn cliche that it's clever. It's so fucking false, you think that it's true. 'Cause I heard that you forgot you were a lover, and lovers you've got one or two. But you can't tell one from the other. Now, mama, now you're nothing to you. It's down by the riverside. And 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 it's down by the riverside, wasting away. And it's down by the riverside, beating the clay. And it's down by the riverside, wasting away. And it's down by the riverside, beating the clay. And it's down by the riverside, wasting away. And I watch your frail features at you. Yeah, down by the riverside, beating the clay. 'Cause mama,
Two Gallants with their track Nothing to You. Can't you just picture yourself in an Irish pub, just, you know, Guinness in hand and making new friends? And speaking of Irish pub, these guys are currently overseas doing a lot of touring in Europe, it looks right now, although actually no dates in Ireland. So, but they are in Europe. They've been on tour, my God, their website. The first date here is April 3rd in Pomona down in Southern California. Pretty much the entire month of April in the United States, all over the place. And then headed over to England, and then they had some dates back in the States and Canada, and then the mainland Europe, oh my God, all the way through August, where they'll end their tour in Japan. So these guys are on a worldwide jaunt right now, and there's not too much that I can tell you about the band in terms of a bio, because it's really not listed here on the site. And so I, but the pictures show two guys, so I assume two guys in the band. And yeah, good stuff, fun stuff. And now, to wind up today's episode, I'm going to be playing a track from Mental Ward. Who is Mental Ward? Well, Mental Ward really is Ward from Recliner. I played Recliner back on the Tiny Telephone episode number 2. And Ward's side project is a chance for him to get out other types of musical expression. And a lot of it is production work as well as playing. And I love this song because it pokes fun at our ass of a president. You all know who I'm talking about, even those of you overseas. Howdy from America. But yeah, I'm not sure how well he's liked over there. I don't think he is. And he's very much not liked by the person who's sitting in this seat. So I'll stop with the politics. But here is Mental Ward with a song called Bushwhack, Weapons of Mass Distraction. And I'll check you guys out later. Thanks again for listening, and be well.
Weapons of mass destruction. 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 We have arrived at an important moment. Saddam Hussein is a threat to our nation. Threat to our nation. Threat to our nation. Saddam Hussein is a threat to our nation. He possesses weapons of terror. Saddam Hussein is a threat to our nation. Threat to our nation. Threat to our nation. Saddam Hussein is a threat to our nation. The threat posed to our nation and to peace. I pray for peace. Weapons. I pray for peace. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass murder and terror. Our mission, there's a lot of talk about inspectors, is very clear. Our mission, weapons, is very clear. The use of force.
Use the force.
The use of force. Reckless aggression, weapons. The use of force, weapons.
Use the force.
That may require force, and that's what I believe. Weapons. No doubt there's risks. We live in a dangerous world. I think of the risks. And more than 200,000 troops. No doubt there's risks. We live in a dangerous world. No doubt there's risks. We gave him a chance. Nobody likes war. I understand that. Nobody likes war. I understand that. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein is a threat to our nation. Threat to our nation. Threat to our nation. Saddam Hussein is a threat to our nation. I believe the threat is real. Saddam Hussein is a threat to our nation. Threat to our nation. Threat to our nation. Saddam Hussein is a threat to our nation. Witness their destruction. My job is to protect America. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. My job is to protect America. My job is to protect the American people. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Put my hand on the Bible. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I know we'll prevail. I believe we'll prevail. My job is to smoke these one at a time.
This has been a production of Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world. Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out our site at sf.insomniaradio.com. theforce.net. We'll see you next time, gang.